This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I see you've unmuted yourself again, Rob. We always get feedback. You need to speak now.
How's the feedback on your end?
I think it'll go away now. Yeah. See, once you talk, it somehow normalizes. I don't know what that's all about.
I've got the touch.
Yeah. But anyway. Anyway, we got a great show planned during the first hour. We have the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. And then during the second hour, combined topics. First of all, who's responsible for the obesity epidemic? We're going to have, Brenna Ellison on, who has just published a study, that is designed to elucidate at least what most people out there think is the reason for the obesity epidemic. Then, during the second half hour, I've got some critical thinking to share with you. I can't take complete responsibility for this. A good friend of mine, Ed Rusher, and I were training this morning, and we had a conversation about Planet Fitness, and I am going to prove to you at the end of today's show that Planet Fitness is discriminatory and prejudiced. And if anything, a complete judgment zone, not judgment-free zone. So we'll talk about that later in the show. Rob Regish, how are you, brother?
Well, the back is much better, and I am recovering from a upper respiratory infection. There's something that's been going around up here. I did not have an appetite for about 3 days.
Dude, you have been hit by a truck in the past few months, haven't you?
Oh, it has not been pleasant. But having said that, I finally feel well enough again to train, and I'm going to do so tomorrow morning, weather permitting. We're supposed to get even more. We're supposed to get another foot of snow in here.
Yeah, us too. Yeah.
You know, that's where the body weight stuff comes in. Even if I can't get out of this driveway, I'll be hitting it.
Shovel snow. It's good exercise. General preparedness stuff. Listen, I remember a while back on one of the Blueprint Power Hours, I said to, you know, those of you who listen to the BPPH, could you please email us? If you've submitted a question and we answered it, email us and let us know, did we miss the mark completely or did we get it right? Did we help you? And this is kind of like, for those of you who love car talk like I do on public radio, they do a thing called Stump the Chump, where they replay an old interview where someone asked a question and they advise them, and then they play the person live at that moment and say, well, did it work? And sometimes they laugh and no, it didn't, and sometimes it does. But it's good. You know, we don't always get it right. We're not presuming to be experts. We're just looking for the same answers you are. So if you remember Rob Robertson, who lives in Scotland, sent us a question about his hyperthyroid condition. Do you remember that?
Yeah, tricky question.
And he said, and so I got to read this. He says, I hope all is well. Here's a follow-up to my question with regards to the hyperthyroid challenge. After hearing the recommendations from you and Carl on the BPPH, I insisted that my GP do complete blood tests before I'm willing to take any drug protocol. In the meantime, I started 10 milligrams of melatonin at nightfall, as I advised them to, and 400 IUs of vitamin E, also advised as a result of trying to prevent the damage and reset his circadian clock. The result, my thyroid levels are now normal, and I am no longer experiencing any negative symptoms.
Look at that.
Okay. I was not sure if the melatonin was going to cause drowsiness, as nightfall here in the UK at winter occurs between 4:30 and 5:30 p.m., and I'm usually still working, but it did not. I did not experience any side effects at all. Thank you very much for your helpful advice. He puts Big Pharma 0, Patient 1 in this particular scoreboard. And that's from so isn't that nice? It worked.
You can't put a price on that. You know, that's, we put a lot into this show, and it's in the hopes that you get a lot out of it. And emails like that, feedback like that is, you know, sleep well at night.
And you know, and you know what it speaks to here? We fail to realize melatonin is not a hypnotic. It's a domino. It's the first domino of the orchestrated events that occur hormonally at night. And one of those players is thyroid hormone. So if you get the melatonin at sundown, it resets the circadian rhythm and synchronizes all the other hormones that normally would occur. And I would take it a step further, Rob. I'd go and get Rob Robertson. I'd go out and get some blue blocker glasses. And if you get home after work and you're compelled to get on the computer or watch television, slip them on so that you don't impede your own melatonin production from picking up where the supplementation leaves off.
Yeah.
Take it a step further, get even healthier. So anyway. Okay. So we have our first question. And I got to say something. My grandmother's maiden name was Mancuso. So Vinny Mancuso, wherever you are, we may be related. I know Mancuso is a somewhat common name for those of us who are Italian. But I had on my father's side, my grandmother Concetta, or Concetta, depending on if you want the Italian version, her last name, her maiden name was Mancuso. So there you go. He says, hey, Rob, love the work you have done with Mass and SHR. I am an ECDI believer just like you, especially for wrestlers and martial artists. He must be. I'd like to know if you have ever had experience with the original ECDISTERONE. I'm sorry, ECDISTEN product?
ECDISTEN.
Okay, coming out of Uzbekistan in the white and green bottle. I believe there is also a new version they call Exumid, which also contains Turkestan. Oh, no, Turkesterone. I apologize for butchering his. So go ahead. What do you say?
Well, I tell you, Vinny really brought me down memory lane here. I remember this product. However, I can't say that I ever used it. I want to say the very first ECDI product that I ever did use was Redaball, way back when, from Rick Bruner's Adletica, if you remember that. And then shortly after that, Mesoblin. But, in this country, ECDISTEN, it was available up until about a year or two ago from the Life Extension Foundation. Is the one place that you could find it in their catalog. Now, they no longer sell it, but if memory serves, by label, it contained 5 milligrams per tab of ECDISTERONE from Rapaticum carthamoides extract. And while they got the source genus right, that milligram amount is far too low of a threshold for people to see results, most people anyway. And the reason I say that is, if you look at the vast, vast body of ECDISTERONE research over the years, going back to the 1960s in the former Soviet Union, in virtually every animal study, the oral dosages that are associated with positive findings usually come back to 5 milligrams per kilogram of body weight for the animal. But it's almost all in rats. And in order to extrapolate the correct human dosing, you need to do some fairly complex math. I'll save everybody the brain damage, but what you wind up with is that for your average 200-pound trainee, you're going to need around 90 milligrams a day of ECDI. And consequently, products like this were just far too expensive. You know, the milligram amounts at 5 milligrams a tab, you're going to go through a bottle every couple of days. So here's the bottom line. This product's allure has more to do with the packaging than really what's in the bottle. It comes in with the Russian, those Cyrillic letters, you know, screaming it's direct from Russia, and it probably is. But in the consumer's mind, right, it's got to be good stuff. Unfortunately, the few reviews that I found online say otherwise. It's just not strong enough. The best Reponsicum carthamoids extract today still comes out of Russia, out of the universe, from the UCPS there in Uzbekistan. And we use it in Synthogen, and it's also in Creanobolan. So if you're looking for it, that's where to get it.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. Vinny has a part two to his question, okay? So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to come back with part two of Vinny Mancuso's question. He could be related to me, this kid. I say kid. I'm assuming I'm older than him. I'm older than everybody, so, you know, but he may be older than me. But anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier, and I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Hey, Rob.
Yeah?
I just needed you to say hello. That's all. That works good. All right, so anyway, the next question actually is part B or part two to Vinnie Mancuso's question. Do you have any thoughts on taking phenylpyrazetam every day? I've read over and over that a definite tolerance builds up somewhat quickly. What do you think?
Yeah, phenylpyrazetam is actually a component of Razor's Edge. Speaking of which, I'm getting a lot of great feedback on it. We can talk about
me
that later.
Me too.
Yeah. You know, daily use on phenylpyrazetam, not something you want to do. And here's why. You know, phenylpyrazetam is one of those items that just works fantastic right out of the gate. But then you build a rapid tolerance to it. And it's tough because guys will get that great effect and then they're tempted to use it daily or darn close to it. Don't make that mistake as the magic fades quickly. You see the same thing, with Phenibut, which is phenyl GABA, along with many of the other nootropics. Much like their big brother stimulants, daily use of these nootropics, can equal tolerance. Now, there are a few you don't see it with, and those items are as follows. Number one, acetyl L-carnitine. Two, Nupept. And three, DMAE, or dimethyl aminoethanol. Those three are much more forgiving, particularly on a daily basis. If it were me, I would reserve phenylpyrazetam use for your heaviest leg and back days, perhaps twice a week. And then, on off days, use your acetyl L-carnitine, Nupept, and DMAE on your other training days. The only two I'd take every day are acetyl L-carnitine and DMAE, and perhaps some CDP choline, you know, as building blocks. Now, I don't know, Carl, have you used phenylpyrazetam by itself?
No, back in the day, I used pyrazetam by itself, just pyrazetam. And, I really didn't notice too much of a difference. I don't know if it's because you need to have some sort of deficit to notice a difference. I don't know what it was, but, I have not really had success with the racetams or piracetams or any of them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I was much the same way until I got my hands on that phenylpyrazetam.
I guess it's more bioavailable. Is that what happens?
Yeah, you know, once they attach that phenyl group, it just crosses the blood-brain barrier so much more readily. And boom, it's off to the races. So it was an eye-opener. And as I said before, you know, as a component of Razor's Edge, which by label is CDP choline, phenylpyrazetam, and adrafinil, I am getting some just mind-blowing feedback from guys.
Somebody said, and I don't know how true this is, so we need more feedback on this, but because the adrafinil converts to modafinil in the liver, that you shouldn't take it every single day. Someone said that their urine started to smell funny, almost like that fishy smell from very, very powerful cholinergic-type drugs.
Yeah, it does go through the liver, and I do recall seeing something about that. So, yes, it would be wise to cycle your use of that stuff.
Yeah, there you go. And you know what? You shouldn't be taking it except on specific days where you really need that edge. That's the mistake that most people make. They find something that works, and then they just use it constantly, and guess what? It stops working as good as you want it to. I mean, that's the way it is with everything. So,
yeah.
All right, next question comes from Kano Papitas. He says, hello, my friend. Been a while, and I hope you're well. I have a BPPH question for you. If you get a chance to answer it, here it comes, Kano. What do you think are the best exercises and loading schemes to build big traps? I got an opinion on this one. Part two, what are your thoughts on phosphatidic acid? Could it be the next creatine, or do you think it's another hype up from, I don't want to plug this website, but anyway, I've seen some research on it, and it seems to be hypertrophic responses, no joke. What do you think?
Well, you know, on the trap question, the best exercises for growing traps, in my opinion, are as follows. One, top range rack pulls. Two, deadlifts, 3 farmer's walks, and then 4 shrugs. In terms of loading patterns, these aren't movements you can perform all that often, due in large part to the amount of weight that the central nervous system is exposed to. However, if I were to pick just one of these movements, I would opt for the deadlift, for the simple reason that it works the entire body, but does an incredible job working the traps too. And I would pair that with German loading pattern 1 and or the 10% solution that we use in the blueprint. Both of those are on the shorter side, and they also work at the German loading pattern, generally speaking, has a much higher volume, where the 10% solution has a lower volume. So they're ideal just to, you know, stagger back and forth from one to the other. They go exceptionally well together. And then to that, I would simply perform some occasional top-range rack pulls with a static hold or farmer's walk finishers. You're going to have traps growing straight up to your ear, to your ears. It's just you can't help but grow big traps when you're deadlifting like that.
Deadlifting and farmer's walks by far are my – forget about the shrugs, really. I mean, shrugs are going to do damage to your shoulders over time, especially if you roll your shoulders. But in my humble opinion, not to kind of sidetrack this here, but in my humble opinion, the thing that makes traps grow the best is things that completely stretch them beyond their limits. So when you're doing heavy farmer's walks or heavy deadlifts, especially if you're holding the bar for rep after rep in the deadlift, or if you're walking long distances with heavy, heavy weights in the farmer's walk, the traps become fatigued without flexing. They're just being stretched. They're doing everything they can to keep your shoulders girdle from collapsing. And that is what builds unbelievable high, thick traps. That static stretch that Dante made so famous in Dog Crap, that stretch under load, that makes traps respond.
Yeah, no question about it. No question. And you know, just to reiterate, if you are going to shrug, please don't roll your shoulders.
Oh, you ever see people doing that? I'm thinking, what do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
Unless you want to just impinge your rotator cuff, and that's your goal. I'm going to go to the gym today, and I'm just going to snap both rotator cuffs. I'm just going to take heavy weight and roll my shoulders.
With respect to his question about phosphatidic acid, I did see it several weeks back, and I recently, you know, reread their write-up and checked on some of the studies that they cited. The compound claims to increase MTOR, the mammalian target of rapamycin. And it does in test tube studies. It further claims to keep it elevated for up to 7 hours. And then they've got a series of just glowing charts, you know, showing 100% more muscle growth versus controls over an 8-week time period. Call me skeptical, but at $65 a bottle for a 10-day supply, no thanks. You have to remember, bodybuilders have been jacking up MTOR for a long time now, thanks to high protein and leucine rich diets.
Right.
And this just looks like a more expensive way to me to go about it. So, you know, if you're still interested in it, I would wait a good 6 months to a year. Watch it closely on the boards to see if anything miraculous happens. I am betting that by then they're going to be on to their next their next breakthrough product.
Are there any natural sources of phosphatidic acid? Is this something that's found in apple, or is this a different component?
You know, I'll be honest, I don't know. I don't recall reading about natural sources. You know, what the again, you know, if you're talking about MTOR, we've done that.
Well, here, okay, so phosphatidic acid is a common portion of the structure of phospholipids. Well, lecithin is a phospholipid.
Right.
So does that mean that lecithin contains phosphatidic acid? And if it does, I take the lecithin, and I'll tell you why, because it also has phosphatidylcholine in it, and choline is great when you want to ramp up your strength.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to have to do a little research into this myself, too. It sounds interesting. So your bet is just wait it out, and let's see what happens in the next couple of years, because like you said, there are so many supplements that are gone now that you don't even think about anymore, because we have such short memories.
Yeah, the cost to benefit ratio, in my mind, just isn't there. It isn't there. Minimum, give it minimum 6 months and keep an eye on it.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got a question from Joey Montalbano. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com right now, click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad, and sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin and automatically get a free copy of the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus the add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout. By the way, the question we have from Joey Montalbano leads off with, by the way, I'm up 10 pounds using the Blueprint, up 10 pounds of muscle. You know what? If that was a supplement, people would be running out and buying it tomorrow morning. So go get yourself a copy of the Blueprint. There's an easy one. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the H-Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Uh-oh. This just in, a special news bulletin. Those of you who are emailing me through the app and telling me that you can't listen to the podcast and the stream was way too low for the past couple days, we found the problem. It was my problem. It was my fault. A couple days ago, we lost audio, and I must have changed the right and left channel phase. So what's happening is the podcast sounds like it's being televised from Mars. It'll all be fixed today, and all the podcast files will be re-uploaded so you'll be able to get your fix of Supremo Radio. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. You know, I am, I'm even the engineer here, Rob.
Well, you know, to hear you say it was your fault, my God, there's a man that takes responsibility.
Oh, are you kidding me? Everything is my fault in my life. Are you kidding me? My father told me one time, I'll never forget this. He said, because we were talking about something where I got myself in trouble. He says, Carl, God gave you broad shoulders. You can handle a lot. And you want to know what? From that day on, I thought, you know what? Everything can be my fault. I don't care. Let it be my fault. But no, this really is. I screwed up the other day and finally figured it out after Johan Oderstrom and so many other people took the time to message me through the app saying, we can't hear the podcast sounds like it's being recorded through a kazoo. And the stream is so low, we can't hear it. And then I realized that we had the right and left channels out of phase, so they were actually canceling each other. So, there you go. Fixed. And the podcast will be updated. All the bad files will be updated later today. Okay. Joe Montalbano says, Rob, I'm up 10 pounds using Blueprint 2.0, and I'm going to start Blueprint 3.0 for recomp once my Synthogen comes in. Is it in stock yet? And what is the holdup? Also, can you explain in layman's terms how it works?
Yeah, well, I spoke to Mass last night, and they are, if they're not already, they will be shipping factory fresh Synthogen this week. So, you know, hopefully by the time this airs or hits the podcast, it'll be in the mail. The long out of stock period for Synthogen this time around lasted 2 months, and there were a number of issues, not the least of which was the theft of 80 plus bottles that we had. Now the perpetrator was caught, and was dismissed from his duties, but unfortunately the bottles were never recovered.
Well, when you say the perpetrator was caught and dismissed, did he work for Mass?
No. It was speculated inside job, a guy at the lab.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, you know, it just goes to show, I guess, when something works like this, people grab it. They'll try to steal it. But even if that hadn't happened, we had run out again due to demand. And Synthogen's been out there now for 2 years. And in that time, it's won many, many fans. Over 90% of the people who try it end up reordering it. And that's just simply a testament to its effectiveness.
Yeah.
MuscleMass.com, Mass, has once again ramped up production, though. So we're hoping it's going to be in stock now from this point for a good long while. In terms of how it works, in layman's terms, it's best to think of it like this. Let's say you're in a race car, right, at one end of a 10-mile stretch of road. At the other end is the finish line that represents muscle growth. At every mile marker along the way is a traffic light representing some bodily qualifier that your body has that before it lets you pass through one of those traffic lights. In most people, those lights, several of them anyway, are yellow or red, right? The classic example being cellular ATP status. If the cell's low on ATP, the body's not going to build muscle. It's going to rectify that deficiency first. What Synthogen does is it effectively green lights all of those traffic signals, allowing you to recover and grow at the fastest possible rate. It's why you hear guys gush about hitting it hard, right, going home, and they wake up the next day feeling like you can do it all over again. And in fact, a lot of guys do. You really need to experience it to know what I'm talking about. And Joey, that becomes, you'll appreciate that all the more so once you get into 3.0, because we use some very, very advanced heavy static holds, back to back.
And advanced techniques that are designed to really break down muscle much more so.
Yeah, I mean, it pushes the body's recovery ability right to the edge. And when you're using a product like Synthogen that allows you to bounce back like that, the gains pile up and fast, real fast. I'm seeing guys in 6 weeks, you know, they don't look like the same people. These before and after pictures that I'm getting are, when guys follow it to a T, it's 100%. I mean, they are making the most amazing transformations I've ever seen. Yeah. So.
All right. So the next question comes from Lee Papathanasu. I hope I'm Papathanasu. I'm hoping that's I'm pronouncing it right, Lee. I apologize if I'm not. He says, I was reading up on Tranquilogen product. I see that it contains curcumin extract. I've done a bit of research on various extracts available, and one of the primary obstacles encountered in enabling the curcumin to pass the blood-brain barrier so that its neuroprotective antioxidant effects of the brain are realized. I understand that the intention of including this ingredient, Tranquilogen, is for muscle recovery. However, I'm curious what the efficacy is of CurcuClear in crossing the BBB. Do you use CurcuClear in your product?
We do. It's a curcumin concentrate.
Because I know we have somebody scheduled to come on the show to talk about a bioavailable form of curcumin that is the one that's used in all of the Parkinson's and other neurological disease state research. They're actually just north of me in Indiana.
Yep.
So, well, go ahead, talk about what is CurcuClear and how does it work?
Well, CurcuClear is our brand of curcumin concentrate, and it's standardized for all four curcumoids, which, you know, if you read the leak.
So that makes it more advanced than C3, which is only standardized for three of the curcumoids.
Well, you know, you will see C3's quality stuff. You know, I'm not going to, you know, let's give credit where credit's due. I sampled Sabinsa's C3 as well as their brand new C3 Reduct, which I have not seen in a commercial product yet. But, you know, at the end of the day, we opted for CurcuClear because we wanted a full spectrum extract, all four curcumoids. But with respect to Lee's question about, you know, the blood-brain barrier, he is correct. Curcumin does have trouble crossing that blood-brain barrier, but that's a limitation of all curcumin, no matter what the manufacturer tells you, right? Because even intranasal formulations, they have tried it, complex with cyclodextrins, have failed to elevate brain levels of the curcumoids. Now, it begs the question, then, why do we use it? Well, in Tranquilogen, we use curcumin to mitigate inflammation and oxidation in the body, where in the brain, we use astaxanthin. And astaxanthin does, in fact, have a lot of research to back it up. For example, researchers from Japan, the United States, Britain, and France have all independently validated that it does an incredible job shielding the brain from inflammation and oxidative insults, and all at a dose of just 5 milligrams a day. So it readily crosses the blood-brain barrier, where curcumin doesn't. Now, we use quite a bit more than 5 milligrams, and Tranquilogen has the highest per cap dose of astaxanthin anywhere. But here's the bottom line. We briefly considered tweaking curcumin to get greater levels into the brain, but there already existed, right, the perfect solution in astaxanthin. So when you consider Tranquilogen gives you full-spectrum rhodiola, picomelin, 5-HTP, it's a bargain. And astaxanthin, it's a bargain if there ever was one. 2 caps a day, gives it all day long, all day strong, anti-inflammatory and antioxidant protection, both for your body and your brain. We just do it using multiple nutraceuticals instead of trying to use one and be a jack of all trades. Curcumin is fantastic stuff. You know, let there be no doubt. It is the creatine of herbs, if you will. But it does have limitations, and crossing the blood-brain barrier is one of them.
The next question comes from Mike Grady. He says, hey, Rob, what's the bare minimum exercise frequency I can get away with If I still want to lose weight, gain muscle, and just feel better, I've been burning the candle at both ends recently, and training has suffered. I work a busy job, have a family, and finding it hard to squeeze everything in. Many thanks.
Well, more often than not, Mike, this is a blessing and not a curse. The fact that you're asking, right, about how infrequently can you train is a sign, both mental and physical, that you need a break. So, but first, it pays to recognize and respect where you've been. When an athlete comes to me and he says he's been burning the candle at both ends, he's usually already overtraining. And this, it's important to know the subjective signs. And these include probably the biggest one. You have a strong disinclination to train. Your sleep habits have been disturbed. You're having poor workouts, and you don't have much of an appetite, rather. In that instance, the body is begging for a break, and you'd be wise to give it one. What I usually prescribe is resistance training twice a week with a third session devoted to cardio only. And I would suggest that be a high-intensity interval training session, by the way, which probably outside the context of this discussion, but one of those two resistance training sessions should be fast-paced, right, to keep the heart pumping. I define fast-paced as no less than 90 seconds in between sets, more like a minute or less, as your conditioning improves. And the other session needs to be pure strength work. Think low reps, long rest periods, and heavier resistance used on more demanding or compound movements. By dialing your training frequency back, keeping the intensity high, and then giving your body the time it needs to supercompensate and grow larger and stronger, you'll be back on track, Mike. And it won't be long before you're gaining again. So I hope that helps.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, at the Blueprint Tip of the Day. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Show Rob some love and sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin today. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad. When you sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin, you get hundreds of dollars worth of gifts for free. The Blueprint 2.0, the Blueprint 3.0, plus the add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout. And it works. Go to superhumanradio.com and sign up today. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenoir.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See Eye Drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti
estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Later in the show, Brenna Ellison is going to tell us who we should blame for this obesity epidemic, or at least what most people out there think is the reason for the obesity epidemic. So that's going to be good. And then after that, I'm going to share some critical thinking with you. I was going to write a blog about this, but you know what? It's much easier for me to talk than it is to write. So anyway, the blueprint tip of the day, and I'm glad you're doing this. Thoughts on anxiety for those suffering in silence.
There's an epidemic out there and most of us just don't want to talk about, and it robs us of just the everyday joy in life. I'm talking about anxiety, and it cuts deep. So I wanted to share my thoughts on the matter and my story. And while what follows may not be pretty, if it helps just one person, I think it'll be worth it. I have anxiety, and at times it's severe. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, I have good days too. But recently anyway, far too many bad days. That's not an easy thing to admit, but at least it puts me in a position of power where I can manage it and hopefully inspire some people to do likewise. Anxiety can come from an event or a thought that makes you feel frustrated, angry, or nervous. It's a feeling of fear, unease, and worry. And the source of the symptoms isn't always known. Money's a big one, right? As are work and relationships. And all of those things have kept me up at night, and the daytime isn't much better. You can't always spot people with anxiety. They just seem preoccupied with their thoughts. And it struck me that, recall I said anxiety comes from two places. One, events, and two, thoughts. In my case, it has a lot more to do with thoughts than actual events. Which is to say, you know, my mind races. And sometimes that's a good thing because I can get a lot of research done and answer a lot of questions. But it's also a bad thing because it constantly plays out the worst case scenario, right, which is a holdover from my training in 20 years as a problem solver in the world of insurance. You see, when one problem resolves itself, well, there's always another one. And that happened to me again just this past Sunday, right? The worst case scenario didn't materialize. What happened? I woke up Monday morning and started stressing over something else. So, you know, living like that is pure hell. There's no other way to say it.
It really is the reason why you've lost so much weight. I know you said that you mentioned earlier in the show that you lost a lot of weight because of some sort of upper respiratory thing. But the truth of the matter is you started losing weight when your anxiety kicked in because you couldn't eat.
I can't eat when I get stressed. So, the kind of stress though, that kind of anxiety anyway, is almost entirely self-inflicted because it comes from my thoughts. And the thoughts really aren't grounded in reality. You know, they're kind of carried out to the extreme as to the worst thing that can happen. And at that point, for a lot of us, I know, it becomes real. And once that happens, you need to get a handle on it because it's literally ruining your life. And I have heard from a lot of people, many of you have written to me in confidence to say how you too suffer from the same thing. I'm here to tell you, you're not alone. There's help out there, but it needn't be pharmaceutical. I'm going to share a few of the things that have helped me. Number one, a good night's sleep. Two, exercise. Three, sunshine. Four, staying busy. And then five, try not to rely on your own understanding, and remember, there isn't a person listening that can add 1 minute to their lives by worrying about stuff, a lot of which is out of our control. I've covered sleep before, but suffice it to say, it underpins everything. Do everything you can to get a good night's sleep. Training is next. You know what happens when you don't train. All that stress has to have somewhere to go, and if it doesn't, watch out. Sunshine and vitamin D, I'll be the first person to tell you. 3-4 months from now, when it's nice outside and I'm able to get out in the sun, I will not be feeling like this. It'll be an entirely different ball game. So take your vitamin D and get your sunshine whenever possible. Staying busy. Staying busy is huge. When you're not busy, you think. And when you're thinking, those thoughts inevitably turn on you. The last one about trust not in your own understanding and worrying not you can't add just 1 minute to your life worrying. That comes from my good friend Frank Robles. You know, these are Bible verses that really put things in perspective for me. Now, whether you're into religion or not, it's beside the point. I think they both hold value. When your life isn't going the way you had hoped, a lot of us try and steer it. And I don't know about the people listening, but whenever I've tried to steer things, it's just made matters worse. A lot worse. We want things fixed now, and we reason that if that's going to happen, we have to do something about it. It doesn't always work that way. There's a lot outside of your control, and letting go is a big part of breaking free. Anxiety shortens people's lives. And more than that, it kills the quality of life you do have. Because you simply can't be in the moment and enjoy things like your friends, your family, your significant other, your children, when your mind keeps playing what if. Here's something to think about. And your friends that are EMTs will tell you this. Somewhere, somebody's going to die today in a traffic accident. It's going to happen this afternoon on their way home from work. It happens every day. You can bet they never thought it would happen to them, but it did. Their life got snuffed out, and a boyfriend, husband, maybe even a father won't be home for dinner. Think about what their family is going through. Think about what that poor person who may or may not have spent his life worrying about tomorrow's troubles, think about what they all have to deal with. So stop worrying, or at least keep it to an hour a day, because it does you no good, does the people around you no good, but it does cause a lot of hurt, and a lot of that is self-inflicted. Go out and live your life, because there are no guarantees any of us wakes up tomorrow.
That's really good. The only thing I would add to this is that most people who suffer from debilitating anxiety it's chemical in one way or another. So it's not something you can easily just say, look, I know it's not realistic for me to feel this way. I know that if I read this, it's going to, you can't mechanically go, I'm going to make a decision to feel good today, because it's physiological, it's biological, it's chemical in their brain and their body.
Yeah.
And really, I got to tell you something. You're really on something with the sunlight. And I'll tell you, I'm going to ask a question after I make this comment. I've been laying in the tanning bed, for 10 minutes a day, about 5 or 6 times a week now since I got started. After a discussion I had with Ron Pena, CEO over at Quest Nutrition, about the fact that it is not natural for us to get 10,000 to 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3 through our gut. We never did that. We always got vitamin D from our skin in sunlight. And so I also remember Adele Musa bought one of those light boxes that emulates daylight that he uses to help wake himself up in the morning. So I can tell you that when I lay in that tanning bed, I feel great all day long, and I sleep better at night. And there's obviously reasons for this, the locomotive period, sunlight, blah, 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 blah. So I gotta say sunlight plays a role in this. And my question to you is, when you have these bouts of anxiety, are they always in the winter, or do they happen sometimes in the summer?
They happen in the summer, but far, far less frequently. I mean, I am a different person in the summer, literally. And, you know, when I say I take advantage of the sunshine, I mean it. I mean, people are out there questioning my ethnicity because I'm out there so much. But, you know, it feels so good. That sun makes such a difference in my mood. And when you're in the throes of it, like we are now in February, it's difficult because at least up here, there's another month or two ahead of pretty dark days and nights. And that's on top of the 2 months that we've already experienced. So there's a cumulative effect, but I understand and appreciate your point about, yes, it's a chemical thing. I think we understand that to a certain degree. You do need to retrain your brain and your thought process, but realize that holding on to the anxiety and feeding it is doing nobody any good.
Nothing productive about it. You're right.
Nothing productive about it. So, and also know you're not alone.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
And I'm glad you came out and talked about this, because I know that you've been living in silence with it, this bout. It's been a long one for you. And it really has, I mean, it's distracted you. It's distracted you from your business. It's distracted you from your life. It's distracting. So it's good that people understand that, you know, we all have challenges, even those of us who are in on this side of it talking about these things. None of us have perfect paths. And I commend you for your bravery for coming forth and talking about this today, Rob. And I want to thank you for today's Blueprint Power Hour. Great,
sure.
great. The time goes too fast, but we do have to break now, because when we come back, we're going to be joined by Brenna Ellison to talk about who is at fault for this obesity epidemic. I want to hear this one. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves by the
Pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Who's to blame for the obesity epidemic? Or more importantly, who does the public perceive is at fault? My next guest, Professor Brenna Ellison, is going to discuss this. Brenna is from Oklahoma State University. How are you doing, Professor Ellison?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So this is really an interesting question because I think depending on where you get your information from, that will kind of mold who you think is at fault. So talk about the study. How many people were selected to be in the study, and what did you do?
So for the study, what we did is we actually collected an online survey. So we did that with Clear Voice Research, and we had about 800 people in the study, and so this would actually mirror the U.S. population. And what we did is the main question we focused on is we asked them to tell us if 7 different groups were primarily to blame, somewhat to blame or not to blame for the rise in obesity. So we asked people about individuals, about parents, grocery stores, farmers, restaurants, the government, and then food manufacturers. So we tried to ask about a lot of different entities to see who people thought was most to blame.
Who did they think?
So what we found is the public perceives individuals to be the most blameworthy for obesity. So
in other words, when you say individuals, those who are actually obese, it's their problem, right?
The way we interpret this is people just put the responsibilities on themselves. So if I'm overweight, it's my fault. If you're overweight, it's yours. So again, this, it's an issue of personal responsibility is what our study found.
And personally, I would have to agree with that, but to an extent. So who was number two? Who was the runner-up?
Well, two is actually parents. So I think we're, in this case, thinking of childhood obesity. So people thought the parents were at blame there. But in third place was actually food manufacturers, and then restaurants was next. So we do see some actual food-type companies coming in after individuals.
See, now, I would put someone else in that category. But what was the most astonishing thing about this when you did this research? Were you shocked by anything that the numbers showed you?
Well, I was a little surprised that individuals were still so highly to blame, because in the news we hear it all the time that, you know, things are not our fault.
Yeah, it's not your fault, it's your genetics. Right, exactly.
Yeah. Right, or it's the restaurants for giving you too much food and so on, and you don't really know what's in it and those types of things. So we thought that the perceptions might have changed by now, because in 2001 there was another study and it said pretty much the same thing, and we thought surely with the media coverage it would have changed, but in fact our results show it really has not.
Well, first of all, I have to say that my belief in the human condition is renewed by this, because I think that we all must take responsibility for the stewardship of our bodies and who we place trust in, and more importantly, to use critical thinking when those we place trust in fail us, to find someone else to trust. And I say this from the perspective of a person who was once 330 pounds and dying of a heart condition. So I took responsibility for my health, and I changed my outcomes as a result of that. So I have to say I have renewed trust in human beings after this study. But
good.
But I also have to say that if you ask the average obese person, they will tell you that they eat healthy. And this is where I think the problem arises. So depending on where you get your information, I've said on this show numerous times that the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. So people who get information from the mainstream that is telling them that a carbohydrate-centric diet and avoiding fat and eating minimal amounts of protein is a healthy diet, they will become obese, but they are eating healthy in their mind, because the problem we have is that there are vested interests in markets that require people to consume food so that they can get their return on their investment. And those markets are being perceived as healthy foods, even though they're not. So I would say that the government has a hand in this. I'm surprised. Now, were these people given choices, or did you just say, who do you blame? And they just came out with their own answers. Or was there like from this list of five, who would you blame?
Right. So, yes, we have the list of seven, and we asked them to put each one of the seven people in the box that they're either primarily, somewhat, or not to blame. And the government actually is about a 50-50 split of whether people say they're to blame or not.
Yeah, see, and I believe the government is to blame, and I'll tell you why. Because the government does stupid things like My Plate and the food pyramid, which tells people that if you eat this way, it's healthy, and it's clearly part of the obesogenic model. And so, and unfortunately, the government has a vested interest, because the crops that are the most heavily subsidized are the ones they want people to eat the most of. And these are part of the problem.
Right. Well, I would point out that one thing people have, I guess, health advocates have argued for is to heavily subsidize fresh fruits and vegetables, and that's actually not a crop that gets subsidized much at all, and the farmers actually don't want those subsidies. So I would say there are a few things they're pushing on my plate that maybe the government isn't actually helping to fund, but point well taken.
I agree. And you know what? One of the things that I love to talk about is food stamps, because for those who are aware of how food stamps arose, food stamps were created primarily so that people in the inner cities could do business with farmers. That's why there was a red, an orange. For those of you who remember the throwback money, the original food stamps, there was a blue one and an orange one. The orange one, I stand to be corrected, maybe it was the blue one, but one was exclusively designed to be used for buying fruits and vegetables and crop yields from farmers. And that's been excluded now. So, I agree with you 100%. There are some things on the My Plate and the food pyramid, for that matter, that are important to address this whole obesity epidemic. But unfortunately, I don't think enough is being done to help connect people with those sources. That's really where the rubber meets the road. Because, people walk into the grocery store, the Hot Pockets, they're grabbing these things that are easy to make and fast and they can throw in the oven, and they're not shopping the perimeter like they should.
Right. And I think that's also maybe a potential issue, is some of the messages about food that's maybe not fresh. So there's a lot of frozen and canned fruits and vegetables, as long as, assuming canned fruit's not in heavy syrup, that are actually, can provide as much health or nutrition value right. for you as the fresh produce. But a lot of, big names that are talking say you have to eat organic and you have to do all these things, but that gets expensive. So I do think there's not enough messages about the value that can come from possibly cheaper sources of fruits and vegetables.
Absolutely.
And like that.
Absolutely. A point well taken. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the other questions that may have appeared in the study. What I'm really interested in finding out is if everybody thinks that there's a personal responsibility issue, what can we take away from the study that maybe we can help people make better choices? We're talking with Professor Brenna Ellison from Oklahoma State University about who is really to blame, or at least who does the public perceive is really to blame for the obesity epidemic today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of AuraMD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the AuraMD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but AuraMD, and neither should you.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 5-pound jug of Pure Whey Isolate for $50 and free shipping. It's the lowest price you'll find anywhere, guaranteed. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SHR today. Limit one per household.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy per Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Professor Brenna Ellison. Who does the public perceive is at fault for the obesity epidemic? And I have to tell you, I'm really happy to hear that people feel that it's a personal responsibility issue, because that means that there's hope, that if as long as people keep looking for answers, they'll find the answers they're looking for. What other questions did you ask on this survey, Professor Ellison?
So this was part of a larger survey. In this particular study, we did focus mostly on the question we discussed about who's to blame, but we also asked, you know, demographically speaking, you know, age, gender, income, et cetera. And we asked about their personal and political ideology, so related to how they feel the government should intervene in those sorts of things. So we did find some interesting things in that. In general, what was something that was kind of interesting, if you actually believe the government should be involved in economic matters, you still thought the government was to blame. So, you know, maybe you want the government to intervene because you think they've messed things up, but it seemed kind of counterintuitive that the people who were for government intervention also thought the government was to blame for the issue.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And did that fall on a particular party side of a party line? Like
so
liberal,
we didn't
conservative?
Right. So we didn't actually ask that type of question. We did a 10-question survey that Politopia.com uses, and it really just asks about different issues. So it would ask about what you think the government should do related to freedom of speech, related to the minimum wage and taxes, should the government provide health care, and so on. So it didn't necessarily ask to make a particular party affiliation and so on, but depending how someone answers, the quiz does tell you kind of what side you might lean towards.
Interesting. Were there any other interesting factors as a result of some of the other questions that would help us triangulate how we could actually help people as a result of this information?
So to your point that this is encouraging, that we have a personal responsibility message here, I think that is encouraging because it means that we can actually take that mindset and use it to demand better foods for ourselves as consumers. So, you know, food companies don't just make food and force us to eat it. They sell what we say we want to buy.
Exactly.
And we show that with our behavior.
Yes.
So if we keep saying that we want healthy products, they're going to continue to innovate and provide the things that we're willing to pay for.
Case in point, Monsanto is working on organic produce now, ways to better grow organic produce, because they hear that people are tired of the whole genetically modified thing. So this, and I've said this all along, food manufacturers will sell you whatever it is they think that you're going to buy. We vote with our dollars. So
exactly.
What about income? Were there any interesting parallels between income and who thought government was at fault or government intervention played a role?
So actually we found that as people had higher income and as they were more educated, they actually do blame the government. However, lower income and less educated people do still blame it on ourselves personally.
And how about, was there a gender line in this, men versus women?
Yeah, females were actually more likely to blame it on ourselves, whereas men were more likely to blame it on the government.
And lastly, in this particular line of questions, if a person had children versus they didn't have children, were there any interesting factors played there?
In general, people with children saw it to be less of an issue of personal responsibility, but we didn't really have it as anything. There was really no significant results, so there wasn't much difference in that particular part of the sample.
Did we know if any of the participants were themselves mildly, moderately obese?
So that is not a question that we asked. We did ask whether or not they consume fast food regularly and how often they exercise and those sorts of things. And for people that consume fast food more frequently, they actually do blame the government and farm policy areas. And then also, surprisingly, the more you exercise, the more you blame the government and those sorts of things. So there was some interesting sets of people that did happen to align more with blaming the government.
That was my next question. Did you look at exercise, the frequency of exercise in this group, and what was the prevalence of the frequency of exercise in this sampling group?
So the average amount of exercise, I believe, from our sample was about 2.7 hours per week was the average exercise frequency.
And that's probably the government's recommendation of a half hour a day. I mean,
on target.
Yeah, yeah. So that's pretty close to that, which I don't think is really adequate, because the amount of time that people sit at a desk, in their sofa, in their cars, and so on, really counteracts any benefits of just that short half hour of exercise. What about geography? Did this play a role in the way they felt who was responsible for the obesity epidemic?
Surprisingly, no. There was no geographical things that came up. We did ask that, but there was really no differences in any of them.
So where do you go from here? Will you take this? Well, first of all, did you extrapolate everything you can from this particular group of answers, or is there a subsequent drilling down that you'll be doing for another research paper?
Well, I think for now, this is kind of where we're at. Obviously, with one question's worth of responses, you don't want to do too many things with that. So we are really happy with this paper, and we're looking for, you know, even further ideas. We're really curious about, so there's been a lot of policy aims towards maybe just, I don't know, not tricking us, but just, you know, kind of almost forcing people into making better choices. And from at least my perspective, I think there eventually has to be a point of backlash if you feel like you were tricked into doing something you didn't want to do. So we are interested in finding out if that backlash does occur. Let's say, for instance, if, you know, grocery stores went to the extreme of hiding the soda aisle. I know I personally would not be very happy with that. So
you must be a lot younger than I am, I'll tell you that.
Well, at least like diet soda.
Okay. All right.
So, you know, if for instance they want to take those kinds of extremes and almost, you know, force people into certain behaviors, is there kind of a backlash in those types of things?
I see another line item here. Whether or not the participants had a relationship in farming. Anything interesting about farmers and their perspective on this?
Yeah, actually what was most interesting is people that were related to farmers actually placed a lot of blame on the government and farm policy. So the people who are actually benefiting from these subsidies and so on also actually blame the government. So, you know, maybe they're in a better position since they see firsthand how these things can actually affect eating behaviors and so on.
And what about access to government assistance? I see there's a line item here for food stamp recipients. What was their attitude about this?
Yes, same story. So food stamp recipients also placed more blame on government policy. So, you know, maybe they do recognize that there's something, you know, with the funding dollars they get that there is a problem. So those people also put more responsibility on the government than themselves.
And that's why it's important. More and more farmers markets are taking you know, different types of government assistance. And that's really great. I love that when I go to a farmer's market and they have somebody there who's managing and taking food stamps so that people in the community are not restricted to the choices in their food desert, that they can actually do business with farmers and farmer's markets. So that's great stuff. So are you hopeful that there can be some change just because there is a high prevalence for personal responsibility as a result of this?
You know, I am hopeful, and, you know, recent evidence has been showing that the obesity levels are actually starting to kind of flatten out. So they're not increasing at the same alarming rates that, you know, may have been in the past 20 years or so. The curve is finally starting to flatten out, so that's better than increasing. And so hopefully, you know, if we do put this on ourselves, we can, you know, motivate ourselves to actually get that curve going back down again.
Yeah, very good. Listen, I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show today.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Take care, Professor Ellison. All right. So let's do this. Let's take a last quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to apply some critical thinking. I want you to come along with me. And I want to talk about Planet Fitness. Are they really a judgment-free zone? In fact, I think that they are prejudice. That's right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge ROH banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Good girls got to get down with the gangsters. Hey, okay. Well, let's start at the beginning. So me and my buddy Ed Rusher were talking at the gym this morning. And because I was doing some heavy rows and I was grunting, and Ed kidded around and said if you were at Planet Fitness, they'd kick you out for grunting. And he told me a story about how he was kicked out of a Planet Fitness in Chicago because they said he was lifting too much weight. He wasn't even grunting. And he said, they said to me that if I continued to, he was bench pressing. I think he was like bench pressing 400 pounds or something like that. And, they said, if you, you're intimidating the other patrons. And he wasn't grunting. Ed is not a grunter. In fact, he was the strength and conditioning coach under Howard Schnellenberger, and some football team, I guess U of L's football team, when Howard Schnellenberger was the coach of U of L. I don't know anything about sports. I'm like a chick when it comes to that. But anyway, Ed's a great guy, and he's become a good friend of mine. And a super strong dude, and probably a couple years younger than me, and just looks amazing. Been training his whole life. Anyway, so we get into this conversation, and I said, you know, it's amazing. They promote themselves as the judgment-free zone. But all they do is judge, and they are prejudiced. And while they have the right to discriminate under any business can say, we refuse to serve anyone we don't want to serve, because that's the way it is in life. They are completely discriminatory. So they need to drop this judgment-free zone thing, because, and I'll give you an example. You go to the average gym, my gym, LAC, right? I mean, if LAC, Bob Scott, great guy, wonderful people, decided, hey, you know what? We're going to single out severely overweight people because they make our patrons feel uncomfortable. And on top of that, we're going to single out really wimpy, weak people because they really make our patrons feel uncomfortable. And systematically went up to really obese people and said, I'm sorry, we're going to have to ask you to leave. You're making our patrons feel uncomfortable. Could you imagine the backlash in the media if a gym did something like that? It would be bullying. It would be prejudice. It would be discriminatory. It would be horrible. Oh, my God. Governor Christie would come out and everybody else would come out and say, this is terrible. You know, obese people should be have the right to train where they want to train. And this person has to be shut down, and people need to be thrown in jail. People need to be punished. Let's get the ACLU involved, and civil rights have been broken here, blah, 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 blah. And it go on and on and on. Now think about that. How is that any different than what Planet Fitness does, right? So you get a super fit guy that's been training his whole life. He's really, really strong, and he goes to the gym, and he's training. and he grunts a little bit. Grunting is a natural thing. You know, holding back a grunt is dangerous, by the way. If you hold back a grunt, you can increase Valsalva. Your blood pressure will go through the roof. You could blow a blood vessel if you are not a well-trained individual. So those people at Planet Fitness who are training and they don't want to grunt, they're actually doing something unnatural. That is dangerous, in my opinion. But okay, you go to the gym at Planet Fitness and you're lifting heavy or you're grunting. Are you doing anything that they come over and say, hey, you know what? You're making our patrons feel uncomfortable. You have to leave. That is judgment. They are judging you, number one. And on top of that, they're being prejudiced. They're prejudiced to you because they say that you're making their patrons feel uncomfortable because something that you're doing that is natural. Now, think about this. Flip the coin now. Let's start doing it to obese people. Gyms decide, you know what? Anybody over 350 pounds is putting way too much strain on our machines. They don't fit on the bench. They're way too heavy for the treadmill. They're way too heavy. They're burning motors out. So we're just going to start discriminating. When we walk into a gym, when an obese person comes in, we're going to say, hey, I'm sorry. You can't come in here. I'm sorry. You'll have to leave because the wear and tear on our equipment is going to be too high and you're going to make our patrons feel uncomfortable. Could you imagine the backlash? Why isn't Planet Fitness getting backlash? So in other words, everybody who's strong is dumb and threatening, a thug. You should be intimidated by them because they're strong. Some of the most brilliant people I've ever met, deepest thinkers I've ever met, are also very, very strong in the gym too. It's time for Planet Fitness to stop this nonsense, to stop being the only gym that is the judgment zone, because they are judging people based on their physical abilities. They're judging people based on the way they look. They're discriminating against people. They are prejudiced. And I say that all of you who go to Planet Fitness and sit by quiet, you know what I want to see? I'll tell you what I want to see. The next time a guy is cornered at Planet Fitness or a gal is cornered at Planet Fitness because they look like a bodybuilder or they're lifting exceptionally heavy weights or they even let out a grunt by accident and management comes over and says, I'm sorry you have to leave. I want to see the other patrons step forward and say, no. Don't throw that person out because that person is an ideal model of fitness. I want to be like that. Keep that person around. They raise the bar in this gym, no pun intended. I want to see that girl who looks like a figure competitor because that's what I want to look like. Not me personally, Carl, but a woman in the gym. I want to see that guy that's got the 350-pound bench press because, man, I'd love to do that too. And maybe I can ask him some questions. Planet Fitness has to stop. I'm telling you, folks, they have to stop kicking people out because of the way they look. It's discrimination. I'm just waiting for someone to take a lawsuit against them. I mean, if you kicked an obese person out of your gym because it made the other people in the gym feel uncomfortable, you'd be nationwide news. Kathy Lee Gifford would be talking about you. Oh, how horrible this person is for throwing that poor obese person wanted to work out. And they said that's making the other patrons feel uncomfortable. And this is terrible. And it would be everywhere. Now, if I'm wrong, you tell me I'm wrong. I can stand it. But I don't think I'm wrong on this one. I really think that Planet Fitness is the most discriminatory, greatest zone of judgment out there today. And it really should stop. And I don't think anybody should patronize them. I'm sorry. I know that there's people who tell me, well, it's the only gym in my area. Well, you know what? Get some equipment and train at home. Planet Fitness sucks. And they're a harbor for mediocrities. And I'll tell you something. I'm waiting for gyms around the country to start telling people who don't look a certain way that they can't come in anymore or who don't grunt when they train. How about that one? I'm sorry. You're not grunting when you're training. You have to leave. Could you imagine the backlash on that? How does Planet Fitness get away with it? Anyway, for those of you who are having trouble with the podcast, it will be fixed. Don't forget, we have a petition And when I get 100,000 signatures on this petition, I am going to fly to the FDA's headquarters and request an audience with Margaret Hamburg to hand this petition to her. It is time for vaccine manufacturers to have to openly disclose in all their printed materials, advertisements, and any promotional materials, the potential side effects and risks associated with different vaccines, just like the drug manufacturers have to do now. When Walgreens runs a commercial and says, have you had your flu shot yet? There need to be that 45 seconds of flu shots cause Guillain-Barre syndrome, neurological disorder, death, this, that, all those things. That needs to be out there. When they put that placard at the front of the store, flu shots $25, there needs to be a big disclaimer at the bottom of these are all the things that flu shot can do to you. Because people deserve to be able to make informed decisions. And we're not getting all the information. 137 vaccine-related claims were handled just from August 16th to November 15th of 2013 by the Health and the Human Services Department, which is the division of the FDA. These were death and severe neurological disorders that made it into their claim process. There's a lot more people who didn't get into the claim process for whatever reason. So it's time for vaccine manufacturers to have to openly disclose the dangers associated with vaccines, and I need your help. We have to keep this petition going. I'll be putting it back up on Facebook. If you're not in our newsletter list, get in the newsletter list because there'll be links to it there. We have to keep it going. I need 100,000 signatures. I don't care how long it takes. And I'm going to fly to the FDA and hand deliver it with cameras. So help me do that. All right. Thank you for listening today to Superhuman Radio, the Blueprint Power Hour, of course, Rob Regish. Check out the Blueprint Bulletin at superhumanradio.com. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what?